Hey everybody, it's Dr. Mary Crowley. I'm here in the studio today. I'm actually down in Mexico. The World Cup starts today, you know, if you watch this, you know, after June 11th, but it started June 11th. I'm only an hour or so away from Mexico City. I'm so excited. I mean, I'm not like a huge soccer fan, but literally the world is watching. And I believe there's a significant reason I came down here, but I'm doing an interview with Mel Carmine of the Mel Carmine Show. And he's got a new movie called Dear Mr. President we're gonna talk to about, and we're gonna talk about literally how your Social Security is, you guys are worth millions of dollars, potentially billions of dollars. And we're gonna hear a fascinating breakdown from Carmine about what is going on behind the scenes. But before we do that, today's program is sponsored by QE Strong Allergy. Let's run the commercial, please.
The Quantum Effect wipes out pain and allergy symptoms in less than 30 seconds with zero drugs. Pastor Dave and hundreds of others have experienced the Quantum Effect for themselves. It's backed by scientific research and rigorous lab testing. Quantum is simply about two things. One, intentions, as a man thinketh, so he is. And two, renewing your mind with the Word of God. Only QE Strong encodes key intentions and Bible verses about healing onto the small patch. You simply place it on your body each day. And with a bonus prayer guide, read out loud a positive intention and one or two Bible verses about healing each day. The patch provides the touch, and the prayer guide uses your sight, speech, and hearing to relieve pain and allergy symptoms with the senses God gave you. It even works for people who have suffered decades of chronic symptoms. Are you ready to experience the Quantum Effect? Go to QEstrong.com/Mary.
Yeah, just go to QEstrong.com, put in my promo code Mary, right in the middle of America, M-E-R-I, and you'll get a great discount. These patches really do work, and they actually not only have patches for pain and allergy, but they have patches for anxiety, for sleeplessness, for even losing weight, and they even work on your animals. So go to QEstrong.com, put in the promo code Mary. Thanks a lot. So anyway, Carmine, it's good to have you here. How are you?
Pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. I just got done doing a podcast with Russell Brand, the movie actor slash comedian slash funniest man alive, one of the funniest men alive that's actually got some talent, you know? I don't know if he's as talented as the late George Carlin, but he's definitely talented. So
wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, one of my friends, Michael, his wife worked for Russell in L.A., and then when Russell moved to Florida, of course, you know, they're still in Venice. They're still out here in the West Coast. Some people call it the Left Coast, but I really truly believe that California is red. You know, you saw what just happened out here with, you know, the elections with Steve Hilton and Spencer Pratt.
100%.
We know that there's cheating, and something is going to shift. And that's why we have to make our voices heard. And even with Hollywood, Russell Brand, you know,
yeah,
the guy was really funny. And, you know, at one point he had been married to Katy Perry. A lot of these people, and I think Russell Brand has stepped out of the, you know, the circus. I think that he's awake now. But, you know, Katy Perry, parents, Christian. I actually knew people that knew her when she was young, like in her teens. And she actually said, I sold my soul to Satan. I mean, literally the first.
A lot of them do, unfortunately.
A lot of them do. In order to get to the A-list position, most of them have had to bow in some respect. Mark Wahlberg just came out with a soundbite. I just saw a clip a few weeks ago. Somebody sent me that Mark Wahlberg is calling him out. He's a very strong Catholic guy. And, you know, he just says people are disgusted when they see this stuff, you know. And so Katy Perry, she had a Christian album, and we are going to pray for Katy Perry. But let me tell you, she had a Christian album, wasn't going anywhere. Somewhere down the road, somebody offered her a deal, and her first song was I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. And that's what exploded her on the charts. You know, so I'm telling you, we just have to pray for these people because they're going to be exposed. Russell Brand had been married to her at one point, but Russell Brand has had somewhere down the road an epiphany. And how did the interview go?
I thought it went extraordinarily well. I wish that it would have went into extra innings. I think we got a good 40 minutes out of it. I would have loved to get an hour and 20. Hopefully he'll have me back on as I do have a lot to talk about. And I'm extremely opinionated. And I do believe my opinions are spot on.
Really? I would have never thought that about you.
Yeah. So, you know, look, we came out with the first movie, Dear Mr. President. It was about censorship. We had to come out with that movie just to prove to the world that Mel Carmine could do, you know, an award-winning documentary, right? Which we achieved that. And unfortunately, that movie, even though it's still free at DearMrPresident.net, it never really got the traction it should have gotten because we got overshadowed by the shooting of Charlie Kirk. My movie got released on the 9th of September. Charlie got killed on the 10th.
Yes.
So with that said, you know, all the oxygen got sucked out of the room and all the attention went to him. I'm sure he probably would have he'd be alive today. I guarantee he would have gotten behind such a movie. But needless to say, look, we know a lot of the same people. We run around the same circles, okay? And you know, some people work directly with the administration, that we meet these people at events, etc. And we know for a fact that the movie got to where it needed to go. Donald Trump did sign the executive order saying, yeah. Are you
we
there?
Just lost sound a second, yeah.
Okay. So the Donald Trump did sign the executive order saying, that there's no more censorship in America. Did YouTube abide by that rule? Did Rumble abide? Of course not. And then I'm not going to. So someone has to take the bull by the horns and say, okay, you guys are never going to give us a free speech in America because these are communist Marxist organizations. They keep all the money. They're terrible, you know, organizations. They're run by bad people, right? So someone's got to correct it. The only way you correct this and bring in free speech, I know, for example, what the podcaster want. I'm a podcaster myself for 6 years plus. I know exactly what I would love to have a platform do. So I'm taking whatever's in my mind. I'm putting it down. We got investors. We got digital, AI programmers that know how to handle AI software, that build the software, because they realize they are no longer programmers. They now are the babysitters of the AI that builds software that is light years ahead of a YouTube and a Rumble, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's going to be a whole genre, I'm sure, of new platforms being born. And probably, if I'm right, and I believe I'm right, in 2 or 3 years, the YouTubes and the Facebooks of the world are just going to literally fade away into the wind and never to be seen again, because there's a new platform called Tube 1776, which basically screams total freedom. Everybody wants to fix that and the other and all these things. Everybody wants to yell and scream and we got to grow food and we got to do this and we got to do that. You got to fix the microphone first. If you don't fix the microphone, you can yell as loud as you want until your eyes pop out of your skull. It don't mean a darn thing.
Right. Well, you have a trailer. Why don't we roll that trailer that you have and then get into really the content of this documentary that you produced?
Sure, absolutely.
A structure so deeply embedded, most of those inside it don't even realize what they are a part of. Institutions you trusted operating within a framework you were never meant to question. And while you worked, struggled to survive, something bigger was moving behind the curtain. In this documentary, we exposed the largest financial deception in the history of mankind. Not with options, but with evidence. Irrefutable, irrevocable, undeniable. This is not about politics. This is about power. This is about control. And most importantly, this is about you. Because the moment you truly see it, the illusion collapses, the distractions lose its grip, the noise disappears, and the question becomes unavoidable. When this film is released, the truth will no longer be hidden. it will be undeniable, uncontainable, unstoppable. My job is to expose it. Your job is to make sure the world sees it. Now, will you have the courage to face it, to share it, to break free from the system that was designed to keep you enslaved forever? Or will you ignore the greatest revolution of our time? The truth is here. You will either stand up and help us dismantle the Matrix, or the Matrix will enslave you and your family for 1,000 years to come. The choice is yours. God knows I did my job.
Wow, great trailer.
So that's, it all comes down now to word of mouth. I wish I could say, listen, I got, you know, $10 million budget. I don't care if I lose money, but I just want this movie to go out to the masses. And that's not the case. But I do believe that the people understand that once they watch this movie that will set you back less than $6, they will move it forward. The movie has sold over 14,000 copies already. It's done very well considering from a guy who's only produced two movies in his entire life. But the reality becomes that, you know, if the people really get behind it and four people tell four people and five people tell five people and 10 people tell 10 people and so on, by next weekend, everybody on planet Earth will know about the movie. And then I could really take the, because I don't need the money to go buy a Lamborghini, doctor, so that I could pick up chicks around the corner. Okay, I need the money so that I could, you know, help fix this planet that other people screwed up, so that we could leave a better planet to the kids who are going to inherit the planet. Does that make sense?
You know, Mal, I used to work at an ad agency, many years ago, and they've always said that word of mouth is really the best advertising.
It is.
They've always said that. And so I think if everybody would tell other people, those people would tell other people, that's how things go viral.
Exactly. And now,
a lot of people don't understand. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of what this film is about.
Sure.
The social security number. When a child is born,
well, you know, when you're born,
why you got involved with this, and kind of explain what the straw man is and really how these globalistas and the deep state and whatever, how they've been literally buying and selling people.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, Mal.
Yeah. So, you know, I had a hard time understanding the movie. That's why I always say I got to take the bull by the horns and do it myself, because every time I watched the movie about the straw man, I could never get it, because people are always trying to impress you with these words, these 18 fancy words that they, you know, learn in college. And I'm not here for you to impress me. Tell me the dumbest possible way. I'm a dumbass. Okay. Just like a lot of people out there. Right. Keep it simple, stupid, so that I can understand. So what I did is when I got the aha moment, I said, I think I get it. That's when I set forth to go put together the movie, so that if I said, when I produce this movie, I'm not going to release it unless I understand it. So we spent months and months and months literally scouring the internet, trying to find the most elementary pieces that we can glue together in some kind of sequential order to tell the most prolific story of our time, the biggest scam ever perpetrated to America and humanity. But because it doesn't only exist in America, it exists in, like, you know, 39 countries around the world. But the reality is,
when you're talking about, like you said, the dumbass word, like, keep it simple, stupid. So
yes,
like, you know, 101, trying to teach people this, what's the simple basic way of breaking it down?
Sure. You're the guy or gal that's got the all caps names. That's not you. You are created by God. This artificial number that they give you. Look at the number. Look at the number on your checking account. For example, it's got 9 numbers, right? How many numbers do you have on your social security number? 9 numbers, because it belongs to an account. Okay. Now, my wife and my friend Bill and Molly and a bunch of other, there's about 8 of them total. They went and they used the back of the social security number, which it's all in red. Based on those numbers there, it tells you exactly where this numbers was issued. Mine was issued in New Jersey, etc. They went to some special website. They put in a couple of bills that we wanted to pay, like, you know, credit card bills. Molly paid a $33,000 old credit card bill. My friend Bill, who lives in Boca Raton, paid $8,200 old credit card bill. my wife paid a new $2,836 bill, which is in the movie with the receipt that says, thank you for your payment. Your payment was successful. And then 4 days later, they want their money back. It's not their money. It's our money. How can the payment be successful? And then the payment, they want the money back because you're not supposed to know about it.
So how did your wife and, you know, how did you find out where this website was in order to do this?
I know that Molly's extremely smart. Bill down in Boca Raton is extremely smart. My wife is extremely smart and also computer savvy. So they all got together, eight of them. They put their brains together and they figured it out. And in a couple of hours, they were all paying their bills. And they all got an instantaneous email saying, thank you for your payment. Your payment was successful. All eight of them, unanimous across the board. What are the chances of that? Right? Wow.
No, that is amazing. So, but then they, 4 days later.
4 days later, everybody got recalled. Everybody. Now, they say that if you keep pushing the envelope, okay, you'll get a visit at your door from the FBI, which in my case stands for Ever Bother Italians, right? And they'll actually arrest you for trying to use your own money. So technically speaking, they don't really even need to print money, doctor. They just if you're worth $500 million and I'm worth $800 million and everybody's worth, you know, billions.
Yeah, I'm worth $2 billion. Okay, I'm worth
a lot of money. So someone was able to tap you into that website and showed you with your social security number what your net worth is. Right. So yeah. Basically, what happens is this: you get married, that's a bond. You get divorced, that's a bond. You get remarried, that's another bond. Okay. Some people are dumb enough to get married and remarried and divorced a bunch of times and they'll do it over and over and over again. Every one of those is a bond. You go through a red light, you get a ticket. That's a bond. You get a fishing license. It's a bond. You get a hunting license. It's a bond. You get the picture. Okay. All these monies and that you sign for is traded on the stock exchange. It's not maybe this is a theory. No. This is fact. This is 100 trillion% fact. It's not a theory. It's not a concept. Maybe this exists. No, 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 no. This is not tooth fairy stuff. This is the real stuff.
So it's traded on the stock exchange. So what, you know, how can you prove that? I'm sure we have to watch the movie, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Let me pull up maybe one that you might appreciate. Just a little video real quick.
Well, and a lot of you guys that are watching right now, a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense. You know, Mel, when I went to Thailand in 2017 with a videographer, I came back and I saw a lot of stuff about the trafficking. It's not legal in Thailand, but it's the number one sex tourist destination in the world. And when I got back to, you know, California, God spoke to me and he said, I don't want you to show what's happening in Thailand. I wanted you to see it, but I want you to show what's happening in America. And a lot of people just didn't want to know. They were like, la, 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 la. It's too hard to think about this.
It's unbelievable, man.
And so a lot of people just want to keep their head in the sand. Like, oh, well, I'm just happy with my life until COVID happened. God made COVID-19 with Christ overcoming victory and disease, Psalm 19. And we hit the ground running. You did, I did, Nino, right. Juan, all these people. And now, but people are waking up.
Yeah, I'll show you a little piece, for example, that I think you'll find very interesting. Ready? This is very short and sweet and right to the point.
So you're showing us a clip from...
Yeah. You probably have heard of the straw man. Whatever. It's your birth certificate. It's your social security number. Folks, when you were born, you came out as a human being. And then the USA Corporation turns you into a document, which is your birth certificate. It's got the social security number. It's got your all caps name on there. That is not who you were when you were born. When we go out and get a job and we fill out the W-9 form and we put that name and that social security number, or we get an LLC and that name and that social security number is the owner, when that fake entity that was created by the USA corporation, when that thing generates income, taxes are paid. That's called a taxable event. Wealthy people have simply figured out only reason that you are paying taxes is because you don't know who you are. Look, when you were born, you probably have heard of the straw man. Whatever, it's your birth certificate.
Okay, you get the idea. I mean, look, for me, for you to find one that's so simple, for example, one of these little short clips, you got to go to 100 that are not so simple, right? So when you find one like that, then you put it aside and you catalog it, right? And then you got to go back and watch them all over again and try to figure out which one do we put first, which one do we glue second. Plus, it's got my own voiceover explaining things as we go along. It's a monumental task to put one of these together. You know, you're in the film industry. You're doing documentaries. You're going to be coming on my show promoting your documentary. It's not as simple as cut and dry as people think it is. A lot of work goes into this. You got to pay people to do the editing. I'm not an editor. Do I look like an editor to you?
Yeah.
Of course not. Right? But I got to direct it. I got to write it. I got to, as I'm a control freak, right? I need to get perfection. I got to make sure that this thing is going to stir up a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to get mad. And if a lot of people get mad, then Mel Carmine did his job. I'm here to get you pissed off.
Well, they're not just doing this, Ashley, with the birth certificates, as you mentioned. They're also doing this with the courts, with children and CPS. And
correct.
A number of things like that. And then I know Juan has talked about the bond situation with the schools. Correct. There's so much of this bond fraud. It's unbelievable.
Correct.
Corruption. So seeing all this, so where do we go from here? What can we do? Mel, we find this out.
You know, at some point, I've talked to Senator Finchem. I'm sure you know who Senator Finchem is.
Mark Finchem.
Yeah, Mark. And he feels that at some point they should really give us our money back. It's our money. You traded us on the stock exchange like cattle. We're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The reason why now you're going to bring out the, the robots and the artificial intelligence, they've had it all along. Now it's convenient for them. This generation, besides, I mean, look, trying to find a good staff member to run a business for you or with you, whatever, is like pulling teeth. And, you know, in a way, I applaud them. You know why I applaud them? Because I say, bring on the robots. Bring on the artificial intelligence. Yes, allow. Do you realize, Dr. Mary, that the kids that are being born right now, that are coming out of their mother's womb, will never experience one day of work? What's wrong with that picture? Nothing. You know why? Because that person's going to be creative. He's going to have so much time on their hands that they're going to want to come on this planet and say, oh my God, things are screwed up here. Let me help out.
Well, you know, an interesting fact, you know, the film I've been working on, do you know the average movie in Hollywood, motion picture, takes 12 to 14 years to make, according to Ted Baer of Christian Movie Guide. Some a lot less, some a lot longer. In fact, it's 50 years this year that Rocky, was made. Story of Sylvester Stallone.
Correct.
And do you know, Mel, that he's going to be 80 on July 6th, same day the Georgia Guidestones came down?
Interesting.
And President Trump's 80th birthday is this coming, well, it's actually June 14th, the day that the UFC fight is going to be on the White House lawn.
Right.
I think there's a showdown coming, and people are starting to wake up. But going back to the film industry, you know, God spoke to me and he said to me, it's going to be the greatest show on earth. And he said, the greatest movies, the greatest music, the greatest intellectual properties has yet to come out because they've controlled the narrative for so long. In fact, the writer of my film, The Prodigal, the story about the Jesus movement. I know there was a film that came out 3 years ago called The Jesus Revolution. Mine is about the hippie preacher called The Prodigal. And Do you know that Randy Frakes wrote it? He took a couple jabs and a booster and he passed away 2 years ago. I mean, a lot of people in Hollywood had to take these stupid shots and jabs in order to even work on a set. But the reason I bring that up, Mel, is that he met James Cameron in 1977. Jim tried to pick up on his girlfriend at Brea Community College in Orange County, and they started working together. Long story short, Jim wrote the Terminator movie, sleeping on Randy's floor, so I won't get into all the details of that. Looking back at the Terminator movie now, the war with the machines, I mean, Terminator was made, what, like 25 years ago? It's almost, you know, just like the same with the Matrix. We're seeing these movies that were made years ago that were almost, you know, prophetic of what is getting ready to happen. But I believe that we are going to see the greatest show on earth, that we're going to take back the planet, the seven mountains, and we're going to see the mountain of entertainment, the mountain of arts entertainment, which are the two hardest mountains to take because Satan is prince of the power of the air. And I believe you're one of the guys that is supposed to help because of it, you being an innovator. So people hear all this stuff. They see the fight that we've been in for a long time. What can the people do, Mel? I explain a little bit more like this. I'm going to go and get the movie and watch it. But what can we, the people, do?
What the people can do is, first of all, is to get their priorities straight, right? You gotta worship God, number one. Number two, you have to stick together. Put your differences aside. Hang up your egos at the door and work together. Try to work together because we're trying to take it down a new world order and they're laughing at us because they got us so divided and fighting amongst each other. And we got podcasters stabbing podcasters. And we got this group over here fighting over there about some nonsensical nonsense. You understand? So the guys around the world who have these like 289-foot yachts, they're eating popcorn and drinking champagne, laughing at all of us because they are successful in keeping us divided. So if we could ever figure out how to come together for real, not for fake, they would stand no chance. If they say, you know what, I'm going to give this movie of Mel Carmine a real shot. I want to watch this movie. I want to lock myself. I want to take my phone. I'm going to shut it off, and I'm going to go watch the movie. And if the movie's as good as Mel Carmine says it is, I'm going to send it to everybody. And if everybody did that, the United States government and these other 39 governments of the world who are on the same scam, some of them have actually taken the scam and have made it even better. If you really want to get down to brass tacks. So, you know, it takes a movement. It takes people to say, you know what, this is important, because if I'm really worth 200 million or 500 million or 2 billion or 36 billion, like some people are, I know it sounds crazy, but if you don't understand compound interest on top of compound interest, on all these things you do through life, including your birth certificate that your mother and father, your parents who are renting you to the system, listen to the word parent.
Yes.
Okay. It's got to do with maritime law and admiralty law. You're coming out of your mom's canal.
That's
the words. The words tell you the story. They've bamboozled us with words. When you go into court and you say, that is not me, I'm not the all caps name. The first letter is capitalized. The rest of the letter, that's a corporation that you guys created. You guys took me to court. You got to show me what I did wrong. Who is the injured party here? If there's no injured party, I'd like to go home.
Yes.
I have a clip that we're remastering the movie, even though the movie was great. We're taking some pieces out and we're putting some new pieces in, and we're going to make it even better. So for all you people who purchased the movie, you can go back and watch it again because the movie is actually becoming better, not worse. And the new people are watching, you'll get the remastered version, which should be out as early as tomorrow night at Dear Mr. President. So it takes you people to get off your butts and say, well, if Mel Carmine is right and I'm worth 300 million or 500 million or billion point eight, I want to know. I'm going to start digging. And you will, some of you will, and you'll find out that I'm right. And then you'll really get pissed off. And then you'll really want to send the movie out to everybody because you found out the truth. You saw the light at the end of the tunnel, right? And that's what it takes.
Yeah. And, you know, the Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free.
Yes.
So where can people get the film? Where can you go and rent it?
DearMRPresident.net. It's on the screen. DearMRPresident.net. $5.89, 1/17th of a penny. Okay. We priced it that way because we're trying to attract two crowds. $5.89, you guys know who you are. XRP and the 17th movement, you guys know who you are. There's 2.5 billion of you. If 5% of you went and bought the movie, let me tell you something. I got investors that are coming in for Tube 1776. I'm going to deliver a monster. I'm actually going to make a 10-minute movie about what the platform is and what we're getting ready to deliver probably 3 weeks before after we do beta testing, and deliver it to all the podcasters. And when the podcasters see what Mel Carmine is about to deliver, I hope you're wearing your diapers. I hope you're wearing your diapers. You know why? Because it's so powerful that, listen, I didn't say this. Artificial intelligence said, Mel, if you deliver what's on paper and we have a solution for a minimal payment of like less than 10 bucks a month, okay, and there's other ways that you can come on board for free that I'm not going to give the secret sauce recipe here. Okay. When you see this, how clever it's been put together, it's artificial intelligence says, Mel, if you deliver this exactly the way it's on paper, YouTube doesn't stand a chance. Facebook doesn't stand a chance. Instagram doesn't, Rumble doesn't stand a chance. You understand? You know why? Yes. Because we're building with the best artificial intelligence money could buy, with the best artificial intelligence programmers money could buy, who are the babysitters now of the software that's going to build something that's 100,000 times better than YouTube. Why? Because artificial intelligence is 100,000 times better than programmers that built YouTube 25 years ago. Are you feeling me?
No, and you know what? The thing about this AI, and we have to just use it as a tool, but interesting, the last Mission Impossible movie, remember the artificial intelligence went sentient.
Yes.
Meaning, and you know, you're looking at some of this stuff. God spoke to me, Carmine, and he said to me, I remember when Moses came out of, he was 40 years in the wilderness, and he came upon the burning bush. It was God appearing to him, and he said, who are you? And God said, I am. Well, if you turn AI, I am. God is I am. AI will never be able to compare to what God has, or the people. Computers will never be able to. I understand you can use it as a tool. I get that. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we have to do. We have to pivot, use it as a tool. But you know what? We, the people, a lot of these Generation Z and Alpha, they're scared, Mel. They're not going to have a job, that they're not going to be able to, but this is where we have to pivot. Every single revolution, you know what I mean? Industrial revolution, all these different revolutions, we have to pivot. And as you said earlier, we're in a stage and an age of renaissance where we're going to have, because we have a spirit, computer and AI doesn't. It will never go sentient because it doesn't have a heart. It doesn't have a soul. You know what I mean? It was programmed. And so totally. We have to be very careful about that.
We have to use their own tools to beat them at their own game. You know, the glass is half full or it's half empty. I'm embracing AI, not because I think it's demonic or I think it's really because if God didn't want AI to be here, God is almighty and powerful, AI would not be here. I think it's really of God to wake people up saying, hey, listen, we're going to give you this tool. It's artificial intelligence, but if you're smart enough to figure it out, you'll be able to beat the bad guys with the tools that, because God has to download somebody with that AI. And then that person or that team of people has got to go build the AI that we're using today. And we have to use it to beat them. How do you beat them? I know I've got it at least on paper on how to beat them. And hopefully with a little bit of luck, if we can go fast enough, I could tell you this. when you see my 8-minute, 9-minute movie on tube1776.com, the only problem I'm going to have is, Doctor, is that you guys might come at us a little too fast. And I got to figure out how to slow you guys down and grow, you know, scale it up slowly, because everything's going to go back in. All the money is going to go back in into building the infrastructure, and then we're going to take it to the next level. I'm not doing this because I'm not doing this for the money. I don't need the money. I don't want the money. I want to take YouTube down. I want to take Instagram down. I want to take Rumble down.
Yeah, because we've been shadow banned on all of them. And there's some that might, you know, have, you know, but yeah, we've been stuck on the same numbers. Yeah. And other people will tell you the same thing. But so let me tell you this. You know, you talked about those guys in their yachts, these fat cats that think that they're controlling the world. Let me tell you this, and I feel this right now for my audience and people watching, that God said he sits in the heavens and he laughs. This is a showdown. And let me tell you, these guys, they might think they're in their yachts now. It doesn't matter. They can have all the money in the world, but they don't have the peace and they don't have the presence of the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God. And you know what?
They don't. You can't
buy that. It's a free gift, I feel, right now. And so you know what? This is a showdown. And just like when Jesus walked into the temple, the first thing he ever turned, as you know, Mel, was the money, the financial money changers. We're going to see a great shift in the money. That's why I think this movie is so good, even though I haven't seen it yet, just a trailer, is that we have to know, you know, a lot of times people, and sometimes the believers can be the worst ones. They just think, well, I don't need to get into politics. I don't need to get into that. I don't need to get into that. I just want to stay in my little deal here, and just as long as my family is fine. Well, then when COVID happened, everybody, as you know, started getting affected, and everybody started watching all these videos, and they went like, wow, really? And the world started waking up. Well, now they're going to wake up to stuff like this that they didn't know. I mean, you heard some of this stuff, the straw man, but you're really going to wake up.
When people find out how real it is, this thing should spread like a disease that there's no control. It's like it should like spread out to everybody so fast that it cannot be contained, right?
So put up where people can find the film again.
Yeah. Dear Mr. President, dear MRPresident.net. And once you find out the truth and you tell everybody about it and then you start digging, don't call me, because I don't have, I wish I could clone myself, like, you know, 19 times, because then I could start all these different businesses. Somebody called me today. Where do I go? My wife knows where to go. I have people that know exactly how to do it, where to go to see how much money you're worth. This one guy called me while I'm going through the car wash, out of all places, and I got him on speakerphone in my car, right? And all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't offer that service, sir, but there's plenty of people in the movie, for example, that I do plan on getting in touch with, that I want to expose them in a good way, bring them on my show, say, listen, I don't need to go partners with you, whatever. You want to offer the service? Let's bring you on my show. Let's pass you around to all the podcasters and tell people where they can go, how to get in touch with you, and you could have that little business on, you know, walking them through the process of showing them the money. Because once people find out, holy moly, that guy with that crazy big blue chair told me the truth, I'm worth $300 million, you won't be able to shut up. You won't be able to go to sleep that night.
Well, you know, and Mel, as I talked to you about Moses, when God appeared to him in the burning bush, it was at that point that God told him to go back to Egypt, where he ran from, and to go get, you know, the Israelites and get them out of slavery. And at that point that the burning bush, you know, situation happened, God told them, when they leave, ask for the silver and the gold. So when they left, they asked the Egyptians for the silver and the gold, and they left millionaires or billionaires for the years of slavery that we were in, that they were in. And I believe that God is going to turn the tables, and that we're going to utilize this resources and money. I don't want it just so I can have some big house, be on a yacht. I want to do it just like you, so I can create content that's going to change the culture, that what people will see. And that's why they've controlled us. They own the narrative for so long.
Yeah, but Dr. Mary, algorithms in charge of dictating whether you can have a million people or 10. I want the people to judge you. I want the people to judge you. I want the people to judge me. You don't like me. I'm too much New York. I'm too much Brooklyn. I'm too much New Jersey. Too much Bronx for you. Great. Change the channel. Right?
Okay. No, we like you, Mal. But let me tell you, you know, this is the thing, everybody. We are at the age of Renaissance. After the Great Reformation, and then we'll close out. After the Great Reformation, when Martin Luther tacked the 95 theses on the door of the Chapel of Wittenberg, Germany church, it was after that, it was a showdown. He said, enough is enough. We're not doing this anymore. You know, they were paying the church to go to heaven, these indulgences, they called it. And all of a sudden, Martin Luther, as he started reading the Bible, because they kept the Bible from people. And when the printing press was there, he started reading, he was like, wow. Because we were indoctrinated by these few people so they can control the money. And so then he basically put, you know, slapped it down saying, we're not going to do this anymore. And the Reformation happened. We're in a Reformation. But after the Reformation, Mel, came the Renaissance. Have you been to Florence, Italy, and seen the Statue of David or watched mm-hmm. and seen these things on the wall, the artisans? You walk through there and you just weep because you know that it's God that inspired all that. Right. We're going to see the greatest movies, the greatest content. Yeah, AI will be used as a tool, but I don't want to see an AI actor.
Listen, it all comes down who inherits the earth. Yes. If bad people inherit the earth, AI is going to be used for bad things. If good people inherit the earth, AI will be used for wonderful things. Right?
Yes. Well, and the just are going to inherit.
Let's get rid of all the bad people. You know, it's like, you know, you got chemtrails, right? For example, right? It blows my mind to think that it's the answers to some of the problems that we have are so simple, but yet we're breathing this chemtrails in and we don't have no clue as to what it is that we're breathing in. That's why I go in the sauna, hang out 20 minutes a day in 212 degrees to sweat all this junk out. So I look so good. I'm almost going to be 63. I'm 3 months away from being 63 years old. You realize that it's just as simple as signing an executive order, an ironclad executive order, that's a military executive order that says, hey, if you see these things spraying up there, you don't need to call the White House and talk to me, the president. Just go up there with your war machines that you have access to and go escort these guys down to the base, military base, and bring them down to Guantanamo Bay and let everybody know on the evening news that that's what happened. And I guarantee you, in 12 seconds, that problem is solved.
Yeah, we don't get the who's who in the zoo.
You need a dictator. I think he needs to become a dictator. I think Donald Trump needs to become a dictator. A dictator for the people, a gangster for the people.
Well, he's done a lot, but, you know, like I said, it's not Donald Trump's going to save us. It's going to be God. And it's a showdown. Just like when Elijah went on Mount Carmel with the prophets of Baal, he said, you know, hey, let me show you what my God can do. Let me show you what your God can do. God brought the fire down on them. They were all destroyed. And the people that are doing this stuff to children, because that's their fuel. That's what they've been. That's their biggest moneymaker.
Absolutely.
So you guys know that. Well, listen, Mel, once again, go to the website. It's on the screen. You guys can go. I'm going to go there right now and order it. And all of you can share it with, you know, 4 to 5 people, 10 people. Have people come over to your house, have a watch party, and they're going to go, what?
Exactly.
Worth this kind of money? Really?
Yeah.
And then you're going to run up to, you know, show me the money. Just like
exactly.
From Jerry Maguire. Show us the money.
Yes.
And that's why even, you know, Lewis Storms, I just did an event last month. Mel, I'm getting ready to do my 9th event coming up. We're looking at the venue now and everything. But let me tell you, we had Lewis Storms and Scott McKay and, you know, a bunch of people. And Lewis Storms, what a great man. You know, the True Tour, you were actually hit at his, there was the, remember the debate down in San Diego and all the different people running for governor. And Lewis is one of them. And you were there. I was there. We both spoke on the stage. But Lewis Herms was, he called himself the great disruptor. Because, I mean, they wouldn't even interview him. They wouldn't even talk about him because they knew what he was saying was truth. And so we need to just speak the truth. And, you know, he ran. I mean, he went into so many cities. I really honor that man, Lewis Herms, and many of you that are watching. That's all like freedom fighters. So stay the course. God's your source. And we're going to see a showdown happen and get this movie of Mel Carmine's. It's going to be great. So any last words you want to say, Mel, before we
go? Lewis Herms, you know, same thing. I'm helping him as much as I can from, you know, far away. But I can tell you again, when he, for example, is not invited to the party and there's a debate with these criminals on stage, and you know who the criminals are. One of them happens to be the sheriff's sheriff over there, Bianco. He's a criminal. Hey, you're a criminal, dude. You want to come and arrest me for calling you a criminal? We still got some freedom of speech, I believe. But the reality is that I would go in with, like, you know, a bunch of jerry cans and burn the whole place down to the ground, in the sense that I would go in with a bunch of podcasters with cameras rolling live on the internet and say, you guys didn't invite me. I am running for governor. I'm registered in all of the counties. I'm coming up on stage whether you like it or not. What are you going to do? You're going to throw me out? That would be, while all the cameras are rolling, that would might go viral, I think. What do you think there, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why you're an innovator, Mel. So anyway, well, like I said, Lewis, I was at his after party on Tuesday, June 2nd, and it was a beautiful event. You know, it was his birthday too. Mm-hmm. And we honor that man because, you know what, he heard God tell him to run. And many of you watching have heard God tell you to do certain things and you did it. And you know what, you might not have gotten the results you thought, but it doesn't matter. You made an effect in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus even said, you know, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So this is God's story. He's going to get the glory. And I believe it's going to be the greatest show on earth that we're going to see come to birth. And it's going to be fun. I mean, it's just getting started. So as they say, let's get this party started, Mel.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. I'm excited about your platform, too. So I want to be involved with that.
Yeah, 100%. Let me tell you something. It's being built from the ground up in such a way that, like I said, I got to get very innovative in the slowing it down, because I think there's going to be an avalanche of people just coming. And it's going to be such a breath of fresh air to Tube 1776 that people are going to say, why did it take you guys so long to build this? Why didn't you do it 4 years ago, 5 years ago, which we should have? But you know what? When you're hopeful, oh yeah, maybe YouTube's going to change their ways. Maybe Rumble's going to change. Maybe we're going to sign the Republic into full force, and Donald Trump is going to enforce it, and they're not going to be able to censor us, and we're going to no. Listen, if YouTube allows full spectrum free speech to allow to flow, I think there's a better chance that it will snow in August in Miami, 29 feet, before that happens. Don't hold your breath. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, as the old saying, as we close out today, I love certain movies. There's certain ones that I've seen many times. One of them is Field of Dreams. If we build it, he will come.
Yeah.
And I believe we're at this time in history that we are going to build these platforms. You know, 20 years ago, Mel, God woke me up one day and he said, I want you to build a studio to rival Disney and call it Destiny. And Disney and Destiny have the same alphabetical letters, but Destiny is a T, which stands for the cross. And you know what? We're gonna bring these movies out. I've only technically done one movie, just like you've done two. And so we just have to stay the course. And we are going to see this turnaround, but we have to move. It's a movement. You just can't sit in a movement. You have to start moving. You have to start moving with the time. The wheels are starting to turn.
Yeah.
And no matter what it looks like, you follow the voice of the Holy Spirit and you move. And you might be the only one going in that direction, but that's what you have to do. You have to follow him.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mel, thank you for coming on. You guys go and get his.
I'm going to leave you one thing. I just did a podcast with a guy who's very innovative. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Anyway, needless to say, what happened was that I asked him, I said, who do you think will be coming after Trump? And he said, it won't be Eric Trump. It won't be Trump Jr. It's going to be somebody like Bukele El Salvador. And I would welcome that. I would welcome a Bukele. I love Bukele. Bukele, if you ever get me, I'll fly down on my own dime. I will come interview you in El Salvador. No problem.
Hey, let's plan that, because one of my friends is moms for El Salvador with, Kimberly Fletcher. She actually has some inroads in there. Maybe we'll fly down there and we'll go interview him. I'll be the female journalist. You can be the male.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, let's get that going. Let's get the party started. So we have to be innovator, and you have to believe that nothing's impossible.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Not even taking out YouTube is impossible. They might be worth trillions, and they think they're almighty, and they think they own the narrative, and they think they can control speech, and they think they control future. I'm telling you, in about 10 months, when the cat is out of the bag, 8, 9, 10 months, and they realize that there's a new platform out there that is much more intuitive, much more sexier, and does a lot of things that they don't do that we should do, and people start flocking over here, they're going to say, we got some real competition coming.
Well, and just like, you're being from New York, just as we close out today, Sylvester Stallone watched a fight between Muhammad Ali and a boxer named Chuck Wepner. They thought he might run 2 rounds, this white boxer, and he ended up going 15 rounds. He wrote the script in 3 days, and by happenstance, he was at an audition. He said, I have a script. He sent it over to, Chartoff and Winkler. They read it. They said, this is great. They kept offering him so much money, and he only had 106 bucks in the bank. He sold his dog, Butkus, because he couldn't feed it, had no car, but he held his ground, and he went the distance.
Yes.
And finally, a boxing gym out of Philadelphia, they think it was mob money. They were laundering money, but they called Mr. Chartoff, and they said, we will give you $1.1 million. The rest is history. 10 Academy Awards, 1976. It won Best Picture because one guy, Sylvester Stallone, that, yo, Adrian, you know what I mean? It's like, they thought, hey, this guy's never going to make it. Became the biggest star. It infected a culture. If you look back.
Let me ask you a question before we go, Dr. Crowley.
You can just call me.
What if we already had this platform ready to go, right? And let's say we fast forward into the future, and a guy like Lewis Herms is running for governor of California, and we got a billion people. Just close your eyes and envision this. We got a billion people on Tube 1776. Who runs America now, bozos? Because if you can figure out a way to get 360 million Americans on the platform, and you got a billion people from worldwide, and there's election, going on, election, the finagling of the bagel of the elections, okay?
Right.
And you got a real platform that's here for the people. Who
well, runs listen, the world? Just like your platform, just like Destiny, you heard him say to do it. So if we build it, he will come.
Yeah.
So that's what.
This is going to cost every bit of $1 million. Don't kid yourself.
No, but I'm not saying it's not going
to
cost.
Years ago, to build what I'm building right now would have cost me $100 million. 5 years.
Right. Shifting. Well, listen, Mal, we could sit there and talk for hours, but I never like to go for an hour.
Yeah.
But God bless you, Mal. Thank you. I want to talk to you a minute. God bless you all for watching. Now is the time. Please go and rent his movie. Put that up on the screen again. Dear Mr.
DearMRPresident.net. And if you want to follow me on YouTube, Mel Carmine Podcast.
Yes. And you guys, please follow him. Also follow me. Follow or subscribe. And, start making comments. Hit the algorithms. They've so shadow banned both of us that we've been stuck. But let me tell you, we can change it if you guys, because they've been unfollowing people. People, some of my good friends, they go, I was unfollowed on your Rumble channel. And then all of a sudden new followers come. So you stay stuck at the same cycle, because it's all built in the algorithms. And so exactly. But we're going to change it. We're going to shift it, because if we touch one or two, listen, if I can touch, God said, it's not how many views and not how many in the pews. As long as we don't stop, we can't lose. That's what they want to do, is they want to get us basically disheartened and discouraged. Oh, what's exactly. the point? You know, I'm not growing.
Right.
Well, no, we are, but they've got us stuck.
Yeah.
You know, but that's okay, because we're going to change it. You're going to have new platforms, new studios, and the greatest show on earth is rolling out. So
there's so many vacuums out there. There's so many vacuums. You know, they're poisoning the food. Go start a food company that doesn't poison the people, and people will shift over to you.
Yeah, they've been poisoning the coffee, Starbucks.
Poisoning the clothes. Go start a clothing company that's not poisonous.
Yeah, quit drinking Starbucks. And God told me, he goes, you're drinking witch's brew. And I was drinking every day, and I go, like, why am I having some issues going on? And like the Lord said, hello, McFly. like knock on your head, McFly. It's like, oh, sorry, God, you did tell me that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys, we just have to really start our own, be innovators.
Yes.
Start your own.
This is America. You can start anything you want. You could be anything you want. If you want to be a billionaire, because you started a new hemp clothing line and it's healthy for you when you wear it and allows their energy to flow through positively, you could do that. It's America. Anything is possible still.
Yes. Amen. Well, listen, thank you, Mal. Thanks for watching. Now is the time. Remember, now is the time. We have to take action, as they say in Hollywood. Lights, camera, action. So it's our time. We need to just move. It's a great time. Get Mel's movie and follow us, subscribe, and share it with as many people as you can. God bless you all. Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.